Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Okay, bitch. Well, I have that like Italian blood, which is where my rage comes from.
Yeah.
The little bit of rage that comes out every now and again, you know what I mean?
From the clouds of the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you welcome to the Eagle Boys, Drew Ladd and Nick Huber. Overkill.
Mine's perfect.
Check. Yeah, that should be good.
That mic works really well.
It does, surprisingly. Right, I'm kind of surprised this works as well as it does.
Fan. All right.
Yeah. I'm a little different.
Hey, you know what? Respect. I'm fucking typical check, as shit.
Check,
I'm
check.
A
that's
fan.
Even better.
Oh, that's fine.
We used to like drink like every time we did a podcast. We would have
every
whiskey and shit.
Single time.
Oh, and you get the drunk thoughts.
Yeah,
I
no,
see how
we would get
play.
So goofy. And then after a while, we were like, we're fucking drinking every week. Like, we need to chill. So we switched to water.
You
had
know
to
what?
Switch
hey.
To water.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Or is it that you heard Lindsay's coming on? You're like,
well,
we can't have leaning Lindsay on the
podcast. Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? As much as we would love it.
Yeah. Well,
we got to settle today for the regular non-tipsy Lindsay. Lindsay, thank you so much for coming on, as always. For those who don't know, explain what it is you do and why you feel the need to drop the name Adam Levine.
Okay, well, I am an event planner in Los Angeles.
Oh, you bougie bitch.
I know. I'm so sorry about it, but I'm not. yeah, so, like, I've just met some really incredible people. And so, like, my official title is, like, associate producer, but nobody else works there. So I'm the key producer.
Okay.
And I do a little bit of, like, production, decor, everything. And, yeah, and I meet, like, really cool people all doing it. And one of those people just happens to be Adam Levine, who him and I chit-chat a lot. So it's cool.
When did you move to L.A.?
Two years ago, June 5th.
I can't believe it's been 2 years.
I know. It's really fucking weird. Like, I feel like on the one hand, it's been a million years, and I like come back and I'm like, where the fuck am I? And then on the other hand, I feel like it's been like a month.
True.
And you know what I mean? Like, it's
like time
weird.
Has flown by, but it's also been like life changing.
It's weird.
I mean, because dude, going from the Midwest to LA, like that's
It's a big culture shock.
That is,
it's very different.
How's it different though? Like, do you like it more?
Well, like, where to begin? Well, okay, it depends. Like, it's nice because like if I'm having like a bad day or whatever, I don't feel guilty about staying inside because it's a beautiful day every day.
Yes.
Whereas like here, like if it's a beautiful day and I just like want to stay in bed, I feel guilty as fuck, and I'm like, damn it, I have to go outside
because you know tomorrow is going to be like freezing rain.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to get that same beautiful 70 degrees. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so that's, like, really nice. But then also, it's very different. We're, like, here, you're driving down the road, and you see an American flag, a Trump flag, a fucking eagle flag.
Yeah, eagle boys.
Eagle boys, shout out. And then, like, in L.A., you're driving
eagle flag. There's one right there.
One right there.
Pride flag, Biden flags, friggin'
No
King flags.
It's the American flag, the trans flag, the gay flag, the bisexual flag. And I'm just like, oh, the flags. I'm here for it. Hey, live your life. Live your freedom.
Do what you do.
Freedom's just different here.
Yeah.
So,
it's like Flag City.
It's a flag city, baby.
Yeah, they should just rename it at this point.
I'm down.
Have you heard that like LA like isn't as good as it used to be though?
Yes, I have, and I've seen it.
Okay, so you've seen it like decline like, even over 2 years.
Yeah. So like when I've seen it get better and worse in different ways. So like, for example, when I first moved there, you could not turn a corner without seeing a homeless person on the street.
Yeah.
Like it was really sad, you know, like it, the whole, like the, my whole block would just be tents.
Yeah.
And over the last 2 years, I have seen that get a lot better where I don't see as many tents because there's more like homeless shelters popping up, which is great. But like, even like the nightlife, like Jesus fucking. Talk about boring. I mean,
really?
Yes.
Really?
Thank you. All right. You would think that everyone is wild, but I think out there, like everybody just kind of does it to like be a little bit of a poser. You know,
they party to post on Instagram. Is that what you're saying?
That is exactly what I'm saying.
Is everyone just doing TikTok dances?
You know what?
Oh, no.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie because. When I think about LA, when I went out to LA, same deal.
Yeah.
Like I did not party every night like I thought I was going. We went out to a club, but I did not party like that.
Yeah.
You know, and it was very weird because the one thing that my dude wanted to do out there was go to a Zen garden.
Not even kidding. That's hilarious.
San Francisco. No.
Like Zen's like
San Francisco. We went to a Zen garden in San Francisco.
Okay.
Or San Diego. San Diego.
Okay. Well, they're all over the place.
Yes, all over the place.
I would go to a Zen garden.
I remember.
You in a Zen garden? I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
I remember just being freaked out. Buzz. I was freaked out in there. My ADHD ass standing like, there.
Wait, I want
to. And everyone
everything.
Just wants to be quiet and still. And I'm just like,
wait, what is a Zen
garden? So what
garden?
Are we doing?
It's just, you know, you go into the garden.
You just zen out?
Yeah. Oh, dude. I thought we were talking about nicotine.
Zen? You thought we were talking about Zins?
Yeah.
No. No. But you know what? We love you.
Think of like a whole garden. You get like a pepper Zen.
Dude, you just like garden. Pick Zins like Zins. Out of the garden. Oh, just
keep hitting the mic. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
You just keep picking Zins from the trees and you're just.
Tomato Zins.
Honestly, I'd go there.
Fill up a can. You
I'd
know?
Go there.
Yeah, I'd go there.
Yeah,
I'd go there too. I understand why you wanted to go.
Do you feel like when people like learn about your job, are they like, hey, like, can you?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I was
all the time.
That.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like it. Okay. The words Orinco does carry a lot of weight.
What is Orinco?
Yeah, that's where I work.
That's the company.
Yeah, that's the company I work for. So like, I respect my boss in a lot of ways because she came from like nothing and she has like a really.
Is it her company?
Yeah, it's her company.
Oh, shit.
So like boss ass bitch, what up? But so like if I tell people, like if I, for example, a vendor, if I'm talking to a vendor and I'm just like, oh, you know, like I'm Lindsay and whatever. And then they don't give me what I want. I drop Orinco in there. And I was like, well, I work for Orinco. And they're like, oh, shit. Okay. And then they'll give me what
bitch.
I want. Okay, bitch. And then they'll get me what I want.
Yeah, I've networked, bitch.
I have. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever dropped Adam Levine to get what you want?
No.
When you said Adam Levine, I thought you were talking about Adam Devine. For the longest time.
I know you were.
For any.
I watched that episode. And
yes,
I was like,
for the OG Eagle
like,
Boys fans, that's who we were trying to. This
and
right
I was
here
so adamant.
Is who we were trying to call. Yes. This is who we were trying to call to get that answer.
I was so adamant. I was like, no, dude, it's Adam Devine.
And I watched the episode. You were like really in dude, it. And I was like,
I know.
We really know, had that. Like, we really debated that for a second.
Secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah, I know. Well, but I called you back too.
You did.
Yeah,
you did.
And then you were like, I was fucking right.
I was right.
There's a lot of shit where like I'll watch an episode or something like if I'm like bored and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll just watch an old episode. Yeah. Like I wonder what we were talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I was so fucking wrong. Like, so.
Honestly, me every day.
Yeah. Just, like, every day.
Yeah.
I felt that.
I float through life just acting like I'm right, but I know I'm wrong.
Do you like.
I failed everything in college. Why would you listen to me?
Why? I flunked out. I was a theater major. I don't know what you're talking about. Right now.
felt
so you flew here.
God.
Yeah.
Do you like flying?
I've gotten used to it. I travel so much for work.
Did you hear about that guy that like he was like the only like airplane crash survivor like recently?
It was
like an Asian airline.
How do you go on?
Can we look that up real quick?
Yeah. I try not to like think about that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We don't have to look that up. Sorry. This is where my mind goes.
I'm like, I'm on a plane quite often.
Yeah, we'll play this right before she goes back.
Literally. Do you know how many people fucking send shit like that to me right when I'm in the plane? There were like three more crushes. And I'm like, what?
Why did you have to ruin that for me?
And it makes me think of like Kings Island or something too. Like,
hey, I fuck with Kings Island though.
I do too. But I wonder how many, like, you think about like planes or like amusement parks, like how often does that stuff actually happen? Because you hear about it.
Well, someone just recently died from Kings Island, didn't they?
Didn't they fall off Drop Zone or something?
No, I heard.
Oh my god, I think I heard about something like that happening.
Something happened at Drop Zone.
Fell off the racer, I think.
What?
Oh my god!
Like they stood up on the racer and fell off.
This, yeah, I'm not going on a roller coaster anytime soon. This one we can look up, but. No, there was one guy that like dropped his phone or something.
Yes. No, wait. It was
Diamondback.
Was it Diamondback? No, it was Banshee. It was Banshee.
That's even worse.
That's the newest one.
Went, isn't everyone like down?
Right, because he went behind the barrier to go get his phone.
Oh my god.
Yeah, had her phone or something.
Oh shit!
And when he got, it was like under the track. And when he got there, he was literally picking up his phone. The freaking car or the carts just came in. Took him out.
Yeah, there was speaking of that too, there was like a hot air balloon that like a bunch of people like, have you ever been on a hot air balloon?
Mm-mm. My cousin has though.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it. There was like, oh, here's an article right here. Like a bunch of people like had to jump off of one. Like it was literally insane.
We got a really long topic of death real quick.
Shout out death.
Yeah. Geez. Okay. It says at least 8 people died after a hot air balloon caught fire midair, forcing passengers to jump out of the basket to avoid the flames. Holy shit.
Well, I know about you guys, but that's not on my bucket list this year.
No. No.
Would you go skydiving?
Fuck yeah.
Would you really?
Yeah, I would.
That's the one thing I would not ever.
With a trained professional, I get why people want to do it.
Yeah.
But like free skydiving, fuck that.
No, I'm jumping out of a plane, and if it's my time, it's my time.
Oh, cool. No. You know what? I respect that, to be honest. Yeah. I respect that.
Thank you.
So with your job, do you have to fly all the time? Yes. Or is it like you're talking like you're going all over the country or just different parts of California?
Different parts of the world.
World?
Yeah. I go to Mexico a lot.
Mexico.
I've never been. I want to go.
They're not going to let you in much longer.
No. Yeah, no, we go to different parts of the country. Like if it's in California, like we'll drive depending on what part of California.
Yeah.
Like if it's more like, cause like the first job I ever did was in Big Sur. And that, if you've ever been to Big Sur, it's fucking incredible.
What's Big Sur?
It's a part of California, but it's like,
it's
incredible. It's still like to this day, it's the prettiest place I've ever been to.
Really?
Yeah. And it's just like, cause it's all like cliffs and then like the ocean. It's just, I can't even describe it. It's just really freaking pretty.
Is there like a national park or something you went to?
No, we did a wedding there.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn.
Celebrity wedding?
Yeah.
Or?
Can you say who?
I can say who because it was like long enough ago. It was John Hamm.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He is such a beautiful man.
He is a hot person.
Yeah, look at the Will's getting hot and bothered over here.
He's that good looking.
Mad Men was such a good show.
Yeah, a lot of cast members from Mad Men were there.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if the entire was there.
Yeah.
Was that older guy there? He's like probably in his 60s now.
John Slattery?
Maybe. Can we look up who John Slattery is? I think we're talking about the same person. But he was like one of my favorite characters. He did so good. What about the redhead chick? I don't know if she's still redhead.
I don't remember.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he is a gorgeous man. Let me tell you something. He was Howard Stark, wasn't he?
Yeah
he was Howard Stark.
Oh, yeah, he was. I would love to meet him.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I can talk about it because, like, it was, like, in the press. So, like, I feel like once it's in the press, it's free game.
Right.
You know, like, I mean, because I signed pretty hardcore NDAs.
That was my next question. Yeah. Do NDAs happen?
Oh, yeah, everything. Like, even for my job, like, I have to sign an NDA. So, like, I can, from my understanding, from what I've read, I can talk about who was there. And that I was there when they were there. but like I can't talk about what happened there.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Okay. So like
it's forever what happens. They're not in Vegas, like, stays in Vegas.
Like drinking like you know, kids blood and stuff, are they?
No,
like,
no.
Of course if they were, she wouldn't be able to tell us. Yeah.
Are they worshiping like, so, like goat effigies
no,
and shit?
No. They were chill. Like so that's like that's my understanding of the NDA, like as soon as it's like it's in the press. But mm-hmm. there are some clients that like I can't even say that I know them. Like, yeah.
Really?
Some are like the bigger names.
Oh my God.
But like Adam's like a consistent client.
Okay, so, like, so that's a little different.
Correct. Like I've been to his house like a bunch of times. So.
Oh, have you? Just kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Just but kidding.
Does he have like a mansion house?
Well, of course.
Of course yeah, he does.
Oh my God.
Everyone does. Like all of our clients do.
Yeah.
Because like we're a high end business, so mm-hmm. like it's not just him. Like every single one of our clients.
Do they tip you or anything? Like
sometimes,
they...
yeah. Like specific. Like it's not. It's a tip. You know. Like we don't expect it. I don't expect to get tipped. It's very nice when they do. But I'm not like being like, where's my money.
Where's my money at?
Yeah, like
yeah.
I gotta pay.
Okay, I'm gonna turn around the iPad modest. Real quick. You just sign that and do whatever
how
you
was
gotta
your
do.
Service
yeah,
today?
This isn't a fucking brewery where they just like force it on you.
Turn no, the iPad around.
Yeah,
choose a number to complete it out.
Literally, I have like a whole questionnaire of like, what was I attractive? Yes or no? Yes, I'm single.
Okay, I'm single. What's
I'm
up?
I'm single.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now, whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Yo.
What's up?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I've heard of like a lot of like gamblers that were famous, like mm-hmm. Ben Affleck and mm-hmm. who's the other, he played Spider-Man, what's his name?
Tobey Maguire.
Like yeah, the girls knowledge. Who would like work these like places would get tipped like thousands of dollars.
Like and they were from bankrupt and like whatever?
I don't know if they were bankrupt, but like when they would go to like gambling events that they would set up.
Oh, you know yeah. Have you ever seen the movie Molly's Game?
No.
Movie on Netflix is really, really good. That's okay. What that's about.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael
yeah,
Cera's yeah. character in that movie was Tobey Maguire.
Oh, hell yeah.
He would go to like these underground, like just gambling things that would happen in hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Spend thousands of dollars, millions of dollars.
Okay.
And just bet his money away.
Hell yeah.
Basically. Maybe you should get into that. You should start setting up some gambling.
Get a Molly's game. Call it Lindsay's right. game.
Lindsay's game.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah. I'd go to it. Drop a 20.
Speaking of
drop a 20. All right.
Speaking of games, Lindsay.
Okay.
I had a little something I brought for you today, and I just I thought this would be funny.
Great.
It's called the White Girl Quiz.
Oh, okay. I'm great for this. Put me in, coach.
Put me in, coach.
So, I'm ready.
let me get these pulled up real quick. Hold up. Okay.
Fucking what's his name from?
Okay. So
Ace Ventura.
So these questions will determine how white of a white girl you are. Okay.
Pretty damn white. I glow.
Okay.
So
which one was it? Oh, here it is. Okay. You're at the mall with two of your closest friends.
Okay.
Where do you go to shop first? Victoria's Secret, Macy's, Hot Topic, GameStop.
Oh, Macy's probably.
Not the one I was expecting. Your friends are hungry. Where do you suggest to eat? Burger King, Taco Bell, Panera Bread. Starbucks.
Well, not Starbucks. Read the list.
Burger
again.
King, Taco Bell, Panera Bread.
Maybe Taco Bell.
Ooh, actually coming in hot, not answering the way I thought.
All right.
There's a new girl at school. She has long blonde hair, a cute outfit, and a sad look on her face. Okay. What do you do?
And she has a sad look on her face.
She has a sad look on her face.
I go ask if she's okay.
Okay. Actually, that is one of them.
Of course she would.
Yeah.
Ask what's wrong.
Yeah. Lindsay with a golden heart.
There's a new girl at school. She has dark, messy hair, too much makeup on, has a sad look on her face. Fair. What do you do?
I ask if she's okay.
Okay. You know, that's fair. Your lazy day go-to outfit is sweatpants, Converse, and plain t-shirt, yoga pants, Nike's Adidas hoodie, yoga pants, Uggs, and American Eagle hoodie, PJ pants, flats, Hello Kitty sweatshirt.
It's like a combo of like two of them. It's like sweatpants, no shoes, Hello Kitty sweatshirt.
Okay.
Do with that what you will.
I'll do the Converse one.
Converse.
Okay. And your ideal phone is a white iPhone, a black iPhone, a Galaxy. Okay, that answers it.
Okay.
That's self-explanatory.
Or no phone. I don't know why that's an option.
That's not an option.
Okay. So let's just do that. Congrats. You're half common white girl.
Guys, I have so many things to say. So many people to thank.
You are half common white girl.
What's the other half?
Like, your personality shows that you share characteristics with many other white girls.
All right,
you probably have a group of great caring friends. And you do things a little different sometimes. But being different is good. That doesn't mean you can't be a bitch when you need to.
No, that's so me.
Wow. This thing is so accurate. What would the other half be? Like Asian girl?
I feel
girl?
Like I'm so nice. Let me... Wait, what? What did you say?
What would the other... It's half white girl. What would the other half be? Like Spanish, Asian? Like what's the verdict here?
I don't know.
I'm going to go with Irish for how much you like to party.
I am Irish.
See?
You know? Are you really?
There you go.
Yeah, my middle name's Ireland.
Oh my God, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Ireland.
Dude, I take St. Patrick's Day so seriously.
Are you like mostly Irish though?
Yeah.
Nice. I don't even know what. I think I'm
like,
a mutt.
Mutt life.
My mom is like, on my mom's side, like I'm all Irish. My dad's side, I'm all Italian.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that like Italian blood, which is where my rage comes from.
Yeah.
The little bit of rage that comes out every now and again, you know what I mean? It's fine.
Only a few select people have seen it.
Italian
girls?
I have
seen rage Lindsay one time.
Who was I mad at?
Have I seen you upset?
You know who you were mad at.
I think so, I do too.
I think you know who you were mad at.
Next topic.
You know what? I've seen you upset, but I've never seen you like rageful.
Listen, if you get me mad, you must have really fucked up because I feel like I'm a really forgiving person.
Yeah, 100%.
And
there's been times, you know, honestly, I want to tell you this too. There's been times where like I've been bullied or like someone has like talked shit to me and you like stood up for me.
Aww.
Like there's been a couple times where you were like, why are you being mean to him? Like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. And I was like, Lindsay.
my knight in pink armor.
Period.
My knight in pink armor.
It would be Barbie armor.
Hey, I'm here for it.
Maybe we should make her like Barbie armor with a 3D printer.
That would be sick.
Hey, I just had a birthday.
With a wand.
Hey, I think we can make something happen. You know,
I'm down.
Next time you're in town, we'll make a skit video out of it.
Hell yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Where like. It could be something along the lines of your guy best friend is on a bad date. You're there to save him.
Oh.
And you show up in Barbie armor.
Yeah.
Just like, all right, we're getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Have you ever seen those memes that it's like your friend's on a date, but then you're like three tables back and you're like in a hat and mustache? Dude, that's me.
I've never done that before.
Facts.
I've never had anyone ask me that before, like to like be there while they were on a date with a girl. Like I've never done it. I've never even thought to ask someone that. Like
to,
I don't
like, be there just in case.
Yeah, but like, what's going to happen? Like, I don't feel like I'm going to get like kidnapped by some girl, you know?
See, I feel like that's more of a girl thing. Like, I think girls get more scared than guys do.
100%.
I could see that.
You know?
I could see that.
Because men are, you know, they have that.
Hey, there are some good men out there, you know, in this room.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Shout out. Yeah, I pointed to Will first.
I love it. But, I'm not going to lie. If I turned around... Or if I looked over the girl's shoulder and saw my dude just, you know what I mean? I'd be like, the fuck are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? Why are you here?
Oh, I'd have like, the complete opposite reaction. I'd be like, my bitch.
What's up, girl? How we doing? We getting drinks after this one? Yeah, that's right.
Wait, so you guys are telling me like you've never been on a date and like the date was going terribly and you haven't texted like one of your friends and you're like, dude, get me the fuck out of here.
There's been a few times I have been
looking for excuses. I have done that before.
Yeah.
Just so I can like show them like, you know, I gotta go.
Because I feel like if you just say it, though, they like get the, you know, idea. But I've had my mom, like, I've texted my mom and been like, hey, call me and tell me that, like, you need me to come over.
Fuck yeah.
And my mom has, like, actually called me and been
like,
your
mom comes in clutch.
Yeah, no, yeah. She does.
Mama looks out.
Yeah, because she, like, she knows what's up sometimes.
I love her.
Yeah.
Have you ever been saved from a bad date?
Yeah, yes and no. Like, it's not necessarily like it was a bad date. I just like wanted to go home. I didn't want to be there anymore.
Just weren't feeling the dude.
I just
like,
wasn't feeling him. And I feel like I'm just like, I didn't want to say that I wasn't feeling him. Mm-hmm. So I was like, it was more of like, it was a lie. Like, I was like, oh, I don't feel well.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that you have to make a choice. Like, am I going to bite it? And am I going to sit here for another hour and just hate my life? Or am I going to make up an excuse and just rip it off like a Band-Aid? But you feel so bad when you do that. See, and you're like, fuck, I got to do it. Like, I have to go.
I feel like I just sit there and like in torture. Like, I was once on a really bad date for 8 hours.
What?
What?
Yeah.
A whole day?
Yeah, a whole day.
What were you doing?
We were at a football game, so it wasn't that bad. But like, you know what I mean?
Okay, all right.
But it was like the whole time.
But like tailgate? Game, after party, everything.
And then you got to pretend to everyone too. Or
it was like,
you got to like be like, oh yeah, he's nice. And then
was it just you two?
No, it was just us two.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not bad then.
Yeah. Like, he picked me up and we went tailgating. And okay, but this was the ick for me. This was like when I was like, fuck this.
Like, we're done.
We're done. His team, because I'm not really a college football girl. I am NFL all the way. Yes. I will bleed and die for my Bengals. Houday, baby.
Houday, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. So like when his team was coming out, I was like, I did what Lindsay does, and I stood up and started screaming and chilling, you know, chanting and being like, let's fucking go. Like, woo, and like clapping my hands. And this motherfucker had the audacity to look at me and be like, sit down. And I was like, excuse? Like, I was so mad. So then I just had to like sit there and just endure the game. And like, I couldn't even cheer when there was a touch. It was weird.
That is weird.
It was weird. And I was like, you just told me like, this is your team. Like, why are you sitting down?
I would like a lady with that kind of energy. I'd be like, she's fun.
Yeah. Like, I'd be like, we're having fun, dog. Yeah. Don't you go to games to have fun?
Period. It was weird. It was like,
you know what? He was probably a finance betting bro. That's probably why.
Probably.
He was probably betting on the game, so he wasn't hyped about the game. He was more hyped about money.
Yeah. Well, and his whole thing was like, well, we're in the opposite team section. I was like, so?
So?
I was like, do you know how many times I've been to a game and surrounded by Steelers fans? And I said, fuck all y'all.
Fuck all y'all. Like,
fuck all of you.
All y'all at once.
Like, let's go. I was literally in Nashville for the playoff game. Mm-hmm. And we had just won. And I'm running through the stadium with, like, the song, you know, The City Is Ours by Big Time Rush.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fucking screaming that, like, fuck Nashville. And then they were all being really nice, so I had to calm down. But, you know.
They were like, now, young lady, we don't talk like that around these parts.
First, dude. He like Matthew McConaughey.
No, literally. Right? We don't talk about
that. Hey, Matthew McConaughey.
Do you know Matthew McConaughey? I got it.
Oh, no. Okay, can I say something real quick?
Maybe.
I'll cut it out. Wait, here. I'll just show you. Lindsay's about to be mind blown.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
What's this?
Well, how are you taking that?
In a good way.
Okay.
Oh, I know what he's showing you.
Literally.
Yeah.
Drew and I can be fam.
Yeah. That'd be crazy. I could go to like family events with you.
That'd be sick.
Dude, that'd be crazy.
That'd be so cool.
My two worlds collide.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, I got it right here.
So good.
I don't know if you can hear it.
This is horrible quality. I feel like we should just send the file.
Yeah, I could just send it to the email.
Yeah, send it to the email because that quality is terrible.
God, throwback. It's so weird that it was that long ago.
Is that the new one where we revamped it?
Yeah, that's the one on Apple Music.
Okay. Because, when we had it before, we didn't
have... Well, now I'm thinking about this. I don't know if I can
see it. Oh, yeah, it was on Apple Music.
We didn't have, like, a voice
patch. I don't
remember
you guys being on Spotify.
Huh? Oh, yeah, that's fine.
I'm sending it to the Eagle Boys.
Oh, I can't see it.
We actually had some like really good ones in there, but
I know
we stopped doing it because we have the podcast. It's like we only have so much
time. Dude, we only have so much time to do
one
thing, you know what I mean?
Like, all the talents.
Crazy.
Did you guys get to talk to like Queen and Dylan about like music and shit?
Queen. Oh yeah, we didn't get much of an opportunity to talk to him much really because he was kind of with Haley most of the time.
Well, also, newbie, come on, that girl's hot as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, fuck.
You can go ahead and play it. I don't know if it's even going to play.
Oh, it just shows a preview. Yeah, because you're not signed up. Her laugh was at the very beginning.
Yeah. It's okay. We don't have to.
Why didn't we put featuring Lindsay?
Featuring
Big Lindsay?
Excuse me?
That's the word.
That's her rap name.
Lil Lindsay.
Yeah, Little Lindsay. Lindsay. Let's get that right.
Yeah, well, you
now
know.
It's tall pink.
It's okay.
Pink Lindsay, pink, too. Like Pink Whitney, Pink Lindsay. Pink
you guys want to watch a video real quick? And
yeah.
Fuck it. I love this guy, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, speaking of money, this guy's hilarious.
I don't know why I shared this one, though. Oh yeah, because this is probably you, Lindsay. This is why I played this.
Did you 50 a fucking week on Dunkin'? Doing what?
Because it's like $20 a time. Coffee and donuts.
How often? You getting donuts every fucking day? How are you enough?
I don't know.
You will be.
Yeah, probably.
He is so savage.
I get everyone else breakfast too.
You owe them money. Stop buying them donuts that you can't afford.
You can't.
Okay, but that's crazy talk. That is crazy talk.
Yeah.
$250 a fucking week? Who does that shit?
I feel like everyone crazy. Has that like one
I
vice.
Feel like
though.
You don't even spend that on Starbucks, dude. And Starbucks is stupid expensive.
Oh yeah.
Like
I don't
how
buy
in the literal fuck
Starbucks
are you
is also
doing
like
that?
Gross. Like sorry.
You
I
don't like
it?
It?
No, it's bad.
Do you like Dunkin'?
I ain't gonna lie, like I kind Dunkin'. Of agree with this.
Yeah.
No. I don't care for Starbucks.
Starbucks coffee's ass. Mm. Like if you're an actual coffee drinker, you do
okay.
not fuck with Starbucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
The food's like decent.
I give them two like things.
Okay.
The cake pops and the s'mores frappuccino.
Oh, fair. Okay. No, yes. The frappuccinos are good.
Yes.
But like I mean, I like their egg bites. Their egg bites are good. And they have
not had that.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
They have a really good grilled cheese, too.
How much are their coffees? Isn't it like $6?
Here we are talking shit, and we're like, yeah, but they actually have like really good.
No, but it's their coffee fire. That's like bad. Like the actual like, coffee itself is like not good.
I would say Dunkin's coffee is Dunkin actually
coffee.
Bad.
What?
Like, but their food is actually fire.
I completely
the
would
wake
switch
up wrap.
Hello,
the wake up
switch
wraps.
It.
Have you
I would switch it.
The wake up wraps, the $5 meal deal for two wake up wraps and a coffee.
I think the Dunkin' food's bad.
Maybe
you
I'm just getting
good.
The bad combination on coffee there. I just always think they're coffee.
I don't
sick.
Think
go with me. I'll
is
take care
either.
Of you.
I knew you would. I knew
I got you
would.
You know what's actually like good though that I miss a lot is Big B's. Big B's coffee.
I think they have one around.
Yeah,
here.
They don't have it in California.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's
yeah.
on Cali.
California.
Yeah, so it's
I
like,
was like, wait, we do have one.
Yeah, like there's like coffee places like Alfred's in California is really good. Mm-hmm. They have like this vanilla latte.
I do
that's
remember
amazing.
That.
Oh,
I
how is In-N-Out? Is that good?
That was going to
oh,
be
no,
what
that's
I was going to
actually, yeah, no, it's that. It's gas.
Really?
Yeah, it's gas.
Really?
It's gas.
I hated it.
Flying Dutchman.
I hated it.
Flying Dutchman?
I haven't had that.
Oh, it's no bread. It's just.
Oh, yes. And now, yeah, I thought you were talking about like a restaurant. I was like, where's that at?
That would be a cool name
for
a restaurant, though.
That would be good.
That and like, we had one recently that was called like For the Win. And that's like, that was a fucking good burger.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there lines always like crazy long?
I've never not seen In-N-Out with a line.
But the crazy part is they get you
In-N-Out.
But when I saw that, I went there too. When I went there, first place I stopped when I went to LA.
As you should.
Just because.
When were you in LA?
Like 5 years.
Shit, that had to be like 5 years ago. I was like,
excuse. Like,
this had to have been like 5 years at this point.
Okay.
That would be a crime to go to LA and not say what's up to Lindsay.
Like, I would be pissed.
No, I wouldn't have gone to LA and not said what's up. No. When I went to LA, the first place we stopped was, well, dispensary, but then we went to, In-N-Out.
Okay.
And the line was long as shit.
Yeah.
But they got us through that bitch like pretty quick. I'm not going to lie.
Did you go to, was the one at the airport?
The one closest to the airport, yeah. Like right outside, because then we went up to Calabasas.
Oh, what were you doing in Calabasas?
Well, my dude lived in Thousand Oaks. Which is kind of near Calabasas.
Yeah.
So we went up there into the mountains and shit.
Yeah.
Super pretty until I looked at my feet and saw a needle just laying there.
Was there a lot of homeless people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Went up to all those scenic views, like right outside the,
Yeah.
It so sucked because I was just like standing there just taking in this gorgeous view. And then my buddy looks at me, he's like, hey, watch your foot there.
Yeah.
And I look right down, freaking heroin needle.
That'd be crazy if you went to like California and came back with AIDS or something. That'd be like the worst.
Well, I have something to tell you guys. No,
I have something to tell you. I went the way of Freddie Mercury, y'all.
I'm actually dying.
Oh, so, shit.
Yeah. No, I'm good.
Yeah, it's weird because like back in the day, like say like, I don't know, like 8 or 9 years ago, you could like, I think we had this conversation, like you could like do like Molly or like whatever.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that big of a deal. But like now there's so much fentanyl and everything. It's in like almost like all drugs. It's like, you can't even risk it these days.
That's why you guys were looking out for me then.
Right.
That one day. I was a little bit wild. Yeah.
I mean, you were having fun. You were out of the country.
I was having fun. I was like, for the viewers, I just like texted them one day. I was like, hey guys, should I do ecstasy? And they said no. And shout out you guys.
Yeah. I was
looking out for our girl here.
Looking out, you know what I'm saying?
What friends would we be? No.
Yeah.
I would always say no to that now.
Some people said yes, though. Like I did. I asked like you guys and like three others. And like some people said yes.
Really?
Yeah.
They probably just like don't have experience with it then or don't know like about the world.
Yeah.
Because like it takes like such like a small amount, like the tip of a pencil.
Oh, really?
It's like 0.1 grams or something will like take you out. It's like such a small amount. And they use it for like if you're having surgery or something and then you're done getting surgery, like for pain.
Yeah.
They'll use it. But that's like the only way I'd probably want to fuck with it, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like there's so many other ways to treat pain out there. Why do we keep producing Fetty?
Yeah,
Fetty.
Just give him Advil. It's fine.
That's what I'm saying.
Just pop a cup of Advil. You'll be fine.
Have you ever had surgery?
If I did, I was really young and don't remember it.
Mm. Like wisdom teeth or anything?
Oh, yeah, I did have wisdom teeth. Yeah, that's right. I have had that. I remember I had to get an IV or something when I was super, super young.
And I just
had an IV that like monitored because it was like a cast that was on my hand. And what they did was they just put a tube outside that had my blood in it.
Oh.
And if it would change color or something, there was a problem. And if it was just red, no problem.
Yeah, some kind of like infection.
Well, wait, I have to know what color was like the bad color.
Blue, I think.
Blue, interesting.
Because your blood isn't being oxygenated.
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
It was something about, I remember vaguely, but I remember I was in like preschool or something. And out of nowhere, the EMTs show up. And they just like call me over. And I'm like, the hell going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, the feds want to talk to me. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, me, little preschool ass, I don't know what's going on. They're just like touching my neck for some reason.
Dude, that's scary.
And it turns out my lymph nodes were swollen like to the size of a baseball.
Oh.
And I didn't know what that meant, obviously. I didn't know that that was even happening.
Yeah.
I just randomly got pulled out of school, and I was gone for, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got mono in, like, sixth grade or something. I was out of school for, like, 2 months.
Dude, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I know. Yeah, because I kept testing positive and you can't Mono's go back a, to school. Yeah.
That was Mono's early COVID. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was early COVID.
I was, mm-hmm. And I got it from my first girlfriend. I was making out with her.
Of course you were.
Castle mm-hmm. Skateland behind the.
Oh, Castle Skateland.
Castle Skateland. Holy shit.
If you know, you know.
Touch
my
know, first you know.
Boob. Yup.
It was beautiful. Touch your-
yup.
All right.
Yo.
But no, it was behind the DJ booth. We actually had a friend that broke his foot. If you like break a bone or something, like it's like a big deal because you have to get like an IV mm-hmm. through like your whole, like it goes through your body to your heart.
Oh wow.
And like it like feeds you like what's it called, antibiotics, like straight into your bloodstream. So luckily I've never broken a bone, but I have got pretty sick, so
you know what I'm saying? We all gotta do it. You ever broken a bone?
No, I fractured my foot though.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't.
That's fair. Yet.
How'd you do that?
That's fair.
I tripped over my other foot.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
Okay, that was the answer I was expecting. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Well, what's our time? 51 minutes. Do you guys want to keep going?
I'm gonna keep going for a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was making sure. Wait, what? 15 more. Yeah, that's fine. Mm. I was just checking because once we get over an hour, like the fucking file gets all fucked up.
Oh. Mm. Yeah.
Do you want to pull up another video?
Yeah.
Keep this, you know what I'm saying, going. Oh, like, this is a good one. Dude, I love these so much.
So you hang out with people who are in the music industry. Do they do this all the time? Just like kind of putting autotune on random things?
Do they? Maybe. I don't know. Like
I do this for fun. I'm not going to
honestly,
lie.
Like when I go hang out with them, like it's more like they're so chill. Like I fucking love my friends. Like, we just go over there and we all like hang out and like play board games or some shit or
vibing out.
Yeah, we'll just vibe out.
You know?
Yeah.
Plants everywhere.
Yeah.
Just vibing out.
They're super, I mean, you guys met them. They're super cool.
They are all super cool.
I was going to tell you, a Q, I really like him.
Qui.
Qui. When he saved his number in my.
Oh, Jen's actually FaceTiming me right now.
Who?
Jen.
Who's Jen?
You guys met Jen. Jen.
I mean,
Jen. It's
call her later.
Jen.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Jen. My friend Jen. Jen.
My friend is Jen.
You can go ahead and play this.
Shelly, and I'm here to say I'm looking for my husband and his name is Dave. He's about this tall and not as round. I've been looking for him everywhere all over this town. Tell me, oh, please tell me that you've seen a man. I sure could use your help and hand. Here he is, all he does is sit. You better get up.
Here we go, here we go.
The sheep need shearing, the hogs need slop, the cows need milk, and they're gonna pop. Don't you dare.
No, so relatable.
So relatable.
I know her. No.
I was gonna be like, wait a minute, what?
No, I don't.
This is hard.
Yeah, that shit's pretty good.
She's gonna be a top 10 artist tomorrow. And you're gonna have to plan a party for her.
But no, there's this dude
that
like,
face right there. Yep, that one. Right there. Yeah. Right there, dude. That's iconic. That'll be the thumbnail.
That'll be the thumbnail for the video.
Clip
it. I hope it is.
Clip it.
But no, there's this dude who just like puts autotune on like a bunch of videos, and I am so addicted to them. I'll just watch them all day. Yeah, I'm like, ooh, this one's hard. Like,
I'm not going to lie.
This one's hard.
When we had the studio back at my parents' house,
yeah,
me and my buddy were fucking around one night, and we thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
Just to take porn audio and put autotune to it. We thought it was the funniest thing in the world. Oh man, I'm about to like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy talk.
Oh no.
You know what I mean? So when you've been out in LA, let's get back to the subject of LA real quick. Let's talk about the LA life. You know
what
I'm saying?
All right.
So has anything really changed about you, you feel like, since moving to LA?
Ooh, you guys told me.
I don't really see a change.
Okay.
No, I
per se.
I do.
Oh.
I do.
Am I an asshole now? That was my goal.
No. You're still like the same sweet girl that left her hometown.
My hometown.
I feel like you're more confident in like who you are now, though.
Oh, thank you. That's
know?
Really sweet. Thank
boss
you.
Boss ass
that.
Bitch.
Thank you.
You give me a vibe of like someone that like went out and like did something with themselves.
No, that's facts.
And now has, she did. Has like that to like bring. You have experience.
Yeah.
You have something that you did. And that's so important in your
thank
life, you know?
Oh, that's so sweet.
Like, when you're going through shit in life and you're going through like a new chapter, you carry that with you.
Totally.
And it shows, honestly. Yeah. I mean, some people just do the same fucking thing all like every single day or, you know, every week, every month. It just keeps going the same cycle.
Yeah.
And that's something that like I hate doing. I hate doing, like, I don't want to be the same person that I was like a couple months ago.
No, you know? Yeah.
And I feel like as you get older, like change like slows down a little bit.
Totally.
You know? So
I feel like for me, like that was like the hardest part about moving out there was like letting go of Ohio.
Like leaving it all behind.
Yeah. Well, because like when I moved, like y'all got to remember, like when that job fell into my lap. Like I wasn't.
That
like,
was out of nowhere.
That was crazy. So like the way it happened.
Do you think you're lucky that happened?
Yeah. The way it happened was like, so, okay, there's a little like graph. Okay. So my mom has a friend, Jennifer. Jennifer has a friend, Catherine, who lives in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. She was talking to this like freelancer, Emma, who like works at Orinco. And she was like, Orinco like really needs help. And so then Catherine told Jennifer that. And Jennifer's like, you should talk to my friend's daughter. She like kind of works in event planning. She's always wanted to live in Los Angeles. You should reach out to her. So she reached out to me. Long story short, I interview with Orinco. I didn't hear anything for like 2 weeks. And I was like, I didn't get it. Like, fuck that. And then they call me and they're like, so sorry, we've been in Italy on a job. How soon can you get here? Literally packed up my life, moved across the country in 3 weeks.
I do remember that because you hit me up like one day for that going away party and you were just like, hey, by the way, leaving.
I'm leaving. You'll never see this face again. But
damn straight.
Going the way of Legally Blonde, chasing my dreams.
Literally chasing the dreams. So, but I remember like because when I first moved out there, I didn't know anyone. Not a single soul. I literally just like restarted
my life.
That's
what I was scared about for you out there is that you just didn't know anybody.
I didn't know a single soul. The closest person I knew was Jillian in San Diego, and that was a 5-hour drive.
Yeah.
And like with traffic. Yeah. And so when I first moved out there, it was really fucking hard. Like that first month, when I tell y'all, I walked into a burning building. Like my job was so intense. Like I was working every single day, including weekends, 12-hour days nonstop.
Is it still like that?
No, thank God.
Okay.
Like when I first started, I would wake up at 6 a.m. and then I would not get home until 11 p.m.
Oh my God.
I would still work and like just trying to catch up, trying to learn the business. Cause I was like, I'm going to learn this business. I'm going to know. But then also while doing that, like I was also still living my life in Ohio. Like I was still talking to people in Ohio. I was still like, I would check in with my cheerleaders every day. I would be like, what's the dance? Like I check in with Covington Yard and be like, what are the sales today? And like, you know, like I would still fully invest.
I'm going to come get a drink. I'm going to come get a drink.
Like I was still fully invested in Ohio.
It's probably good to like feel like you have an anchor still.
Yeah. Yes. But also it was like, wasn't working. So like, I remember like the exact moment where like I left Ohio or, you know, like, you know.
Left it.
Yeah. And it was after all the chaos of the summer because like we finished all of our events. Our colleagues and I went to like celebrate and we were like, fuck yeah, let's go get dinner. So we go get dinner and I'm going to name drop for a second. We're sitting next to like.
I wouldn't expect anything else.
But like, you know, it's just a part of the story. So like we're sitting next to Josh Gad. And if you don't know who that is.
I don't.
It's Olaf from Frozen. But I know him as Bear Claw from New Girl.
I know him.
You know? Yes. So, like, I'm freaking out that I'm sitting next to Bear Claw from, you know, so I'm like, oh my God, that's Josh Gad. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, and they're all like, yeah. Because, like, in LA, you just see celebrities everywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
do you really? Is it that often?
Yeah. You see them everywhere. Because they're just all there.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy right here, Josh Gad.
Yep.
He also played Elder Cunningham in. The original Book of Mormon.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so we're sitting at dinner and my colleagues go, hey, Lynn's on the reel. How do you like Los Angeles? And I had been living there for like 2 months. And that in that 2 months, I was like, what the fuck have I done?
Are
like,
these the same friends that we met? Or are these different
people? No, these are my colleagues.
You probably have a bunch of friends down there.
Well, you know.
Well, you know.
But like they were asking me like, okay, Lynn's on the reel. And like I was really honest with them. And I'm like, you know, it's been really hard. I don't know anybody. And I, you know, this, and I'm just really opening up to them and telling them honestly. Yeah. And she's like, I'm going to give you some advice. And shout out Emma Baker. She looks at me and she goes, you are never going to fucking make it in Los Angeles if you still have a foot in Ohio. And she was absolutely fucking right.
Damn.
And actually, yeah.
She is absolutely right. And
I'm
getting
goosebumps right now.
Right?
I'm in this.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. That was pretty intense.
Yeah. So I went home and cut off all my connections from Ohio that day. I was like, I'm no longer talking to my cheerleaders. Like, you know, not like cold turkey, but like I just started sorting
it
out. But like,
it's not an everyday deal.
Yeah.
Like, except for the Eagle Boys.
Yeah. Period. But like I deleted seven. Shout out
Eagle Boys.
But I like deleted seven shifts from my phone. I stopped checking the numbers at Covington Yard and just fully invested. I downloaded Bumble BFF. That's how I met Jen. I went to the Arctic Monkey concert. That's how I met Dylan. And then I just like, and now I'm like, oh my God, thank God for her because I love LA and I wouldn't change a thing. Like, it's been really hard. Like, I'm not gonna like sit here and be like, oh my God, daisies, rainbow, sunshine. Like, it's been really hard, but like I wouldn't change a single thing from my experience there.
Anything in life, like, you have to put effort in and build, and then you get something out of it in
totally
the end. And that's, I mean, and not saying you didn't know that before, but I'm sure going through all this, like, you definitely like had an appreciation for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
I think here I just got really, as much as I love, like, I think what I was scared about is like, I have such amazing friends here, you guys, i.e. present company. And I was really nervous about that, of like not finding that again. And just, but I found the best friends in the world. I'm obsessed with my friends. They are so genuine. I love them. And they are the best part of LA for sure. And I tell them that all the time. And but it was hard because I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to get that. And I'm, what have I done with my life? And, but I think that it really did change me for the better. I think here I was just stuck in the same.
Comfortable.
Yeah. Like comfortable. I was doing the same thing every day. And it was just like, and honestly, like real shit. Do you know who told me, like, before I even got the job that I needed to get out? And shout out to him was BJ.
Yeah, straight up. Would be one to say that.
Yeah,
he totally would.
I love BJ.
Yes, so, I'm obsessed with him. I adore him.
Shout out BJ.
Yeah, shout out BJ. He pulled me aside at Cindy's.
He was supposed
to
come on the podcast too, but he
should. He's a traveler.
He was supposed to twice, but he keeps traveling, and he's like, "Sorry, gotta go." And I'm like, "We were supposed
to." Hey, you know what? That's the grind, baby.
That's the grind. But like, he knows. Like, he pulled me aside at Cindy's for one day, and he's like, "I want you to know, you're bigger than this." And I was like, well, first of all, Cindy's is amazing. What the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about? I belong at Cindy's,
but
bitch.
And he didn't mean it like that. Yeah, it was just like, it was more of like, you are going to be doing something with your life. And he saw that for me. And I really fucking appreciated him for it. Because I was like, damn, dude, you're right. I have a lot to give the world. And like, as much as I love Ohio, it doesn't have the same impact as LA.
Yes.
Like, I was actually talking about that with Kui on the bridge the other day. We were walking the Roebling to like go to the bars and stuff. And I was like, dude, I love Cincinnati. Like, I would totally move back if I could, but like, you don't have the same opportunities here.
No.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Well, I feel like that too sometimes, where like, I'm doing the same thing all the time. And that's, so before I graduated, I'm like, I've been going to school for fucking ever. I feel like I'm not making any money. And then after I graduated, it was kind of the same for me. Like, when I started my job is so intense on me. I was like having like panic attacks. I was like I have a career now. Like, this shit is fucking hard. Like, goddamn. I mean, it's been 6 months. Like, I'm fine now, but I totally get that feeling of like being in something new and having to like work at it and like get over that hump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then plus, like,
you know what I'm saying,
with this podcast too, I feel like I just feel like we can do something with it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what that is yet.
No, I think you guys are making something special.
But we've had on some pretty cool people. I mean, we got you on, but
I mean, hey, shout out.
Shouts out, Lil Lindsay.
But look, I've talked to people.
Stamp it.
Lil Lindsay.
Stamp it, clip it.
Stamp it, clip it.
People that like I never thought I would talk to, like I've at least spoken to.
Yeah.
And I tell Will and
we're gonna name drop on you. We talked to Billy West, bro. We talked to Jeff Stitzer. Name dropping on you now.
We've talked to Lindsay Ultimately.
We talked to Lindsay Ultimately. So what you know about
No paparazzi.
Please, no pictures, no pictures.
No pictures.
Dude, they're all waiting outside. They're trying to break down Will's door.
If we ever get like paparazzi, like, I couldn't say that word.
Paparazzi.
That would be, it's not going to happen. Never mind. I fucked it up.
You know what's weird is I always had this like egotistical dream when I was younger to be famous. You know, I always wanted to be.
Yeah, I know, you know, I'm going to be.
Bitch.
No, I'm kidding.
I don't think it's impossible. I just think you have to make the right moves and put the right work in.
I ain't going to lie, but I think being famous might be a little overrated.
Does fame or money matter more to you guys?
Money.
100%. Like, I would be famous just to have the money. You know what I'm saying?
And then I would recluse.
Can I sound like so cheesy for a second?
I'm ready.
Like one of the main reasons I want it, it's going to sound so cheesy.
I'm with
it. But I know that you guys know that I'm genuine when I say this. Not everyone might believe me, but I am genuine when I say this. The one of the main reasons I want to be famous is that if you have, I feel like you have more of an impact when you're famous.
Yes.
And I've always wanted to create like a charity where like you fund people for like trauma. And like, and I'm really passionate about that.
You mean like PTSD?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like whatever that may be for people.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a lot of people that have PTSD. They don't even know it. And I'm really fucking passionate about that. And I feel like you can make more of an impact when you have a following.
When you have a following.
Would you do like, you know, PTSD for like single moms or like maybe for like veterans or
anyone?
I feel like if you were to like pick like a specific one, you would get like more like, what's the word, like support for it, because people would be like, oh, I can directly like relate with that.
Yeah.
That's just how I would do it. But
no, totally. I think that I want to change that narrative. I think that a charity doesn't have to be one thing. I think it can be like whoever's struggling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
Like I think that, because I hate when I see like people competing for like different charities. I was like, why can't we all give money?
Why can't everybody get a little bit of the pie?
Why can't you? Exactly. I'm like, everyone get a little bit of cherry, a little bit of pumpkin. How about some apple?
Seriously.
You know what I mean?
Lindsay, I love you.
Lindsay, oh my God. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thanks for coming having on the you show. Guys.
We had a few name drops up in here, fully expected.
Should I just like give my roster?
I think we should just like, you know, see the NDA agreement. Just like, that'd be pretty cool.
Slide me a note real quick.
Yeah.
Just like, we're gonna write a couple names on this list. Just say yes or no, okay? Yeah. Well, anyway, again, thank you so much for coming on. Everybody follow Lindsay on Instagram as well as TikTok if you want to plug your TikTok real quick.
Oh, yeah.
What is your TikTok handle?
But all of it is at Lindzinator1, LindzinatorOne.
There you go. If you want to see the actual movie that is Lindsay's life, go ahead and check that out. And be sure to subscribe to our Patreon. We got some very good things coming there, as well as follow us on Apple Music and Spotify.
Woohoo!
And be sure to follow us on Instagram as well. Lindzinator's there. We're there. We're all there.
We're all
having
there.
A good time. You know? Well, anyway, thank you all so much for watching, and we will catch you all on the next episode.
See ya.